This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Nearly 4 million people will take to the skies this 4th of July holiday. That's up 5% from last year, according to figures from AAA, and is expected to be an all-time high. With all those passengers come a lot of bags and baggage fees. Airlines made more than $1 billion in bag fees in just the first quarter of this year and almost $5 billion last year. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on who's paying.
As more and more airlines are charging for checked bags, consumers are getting creative to avoid extra fees. There's the wear all your clothes onto the plane strategy, or how Chicago resident Amy Regala packs for winter ski trips because she has to check her skis.
So I had bottles of wine, I had a tortilla press.
Crammed into her complimentary checked ski boot bag.
Complicated. I feel like Mission Impossible here.
Henry Hardeveld, a travel industry analyst with Atmosphere Research Group, says loyalty programs and airline credit cards also help travelers avoid fees. So
the people who end up paying the checked bag fees tend to be infrequent travelers or families.
There is an argument separating out these costs helps consumers. John Heimlich is chief economist with Airlines for America.
It doesn't force them to pay for things they don't value. It helps keep fares low.
And federal statistics adjusted for inflation show airfares are the lowest they've been since the government started keeping records in 1995. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.